Not to us, O Lord, but to your name, give the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So the Acts of the Apostles today, what we have this beautiful reading from Paul and Barnabas when they're there on their missionary journey. I believe it's the first missionary journey which they made together. They are there in this land of Iconium, and they think that because they raised a man who was lame, just by their hand, just by their words, this miracle was taking place. They thought that they were gods, Greek gods. They thought that Zeus and Hermes were there with them in their midst, and so they wanted to offer sacrifice to them. But what was the response of Paul? What was the response of Barnabas? They were distressed. Distressed because somebody was trying to make them into gods, and they were only knew that they were servants of the one true God. So what'd they do? They told them that we are just flesh, that we are nothing, but rather it's God who is something, and he's to be worshipped and glorified above all things. Do we do that? Do we act that way? Or rather, when somebody mistakes us for doing something good when we've not actually been the one who's doing it, do we just say, well, maybe I deserve that for all the other times that I haven't been recognized for something else? Do we instead say, want to aggregate people and to point out our good works within us so that we get praise for them? Or are we like St. Paul, who responds just as the psalmist did that was wonderfully given for us? Is our response to God, not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory? We don't deserve this glory. We don't deserve praise from anybody, but maybe you, if you think we're worthy of it. Everybody else's praise is not important. We just want to give them to glorify you. That's what it says in Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says a beautiful thing. He says that when others are able to see our good works, they will give glory not to us, but to our Father in heaven, who is working his works out in us. You may remember about 6 months or so ago, we gave you the litany of humility. Do you remember that? Do you still have that with you? Do you still pray it? Because that is a prayer which I urge you to pray today in honor of this great work which St. Paul and Barnabas did in turning all glory away from themselves. That's exactly the right one. And to turn that glory back to God, which is where it's ultimately due. This is one of the most difficult prayers you will ever pray. As I told you time and time again, we've covered it. But to have true humility means we are secure in Christ. And so we pray this prayer together at the end of this homily. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, from the desire of being extolled, from the desire of being honored, from the desire of being praised, from the desire of being preferred, from the desire of being consulted, from the desire of being approved, from the fear of being humiliated, from the fear of being despised, from the fear of suffering rebukes, from the fear of being calumniated, from the fear of being forgotten, from the fear of being wronged, from the fear of being suspected, that others may be loved more than I.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire.
That others may be esteemed more than I.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire.
That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. That others may be chosen and I set aside.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire.
That others may be praised and I go unnoticed.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire.
That others may be preferred to me in everything.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire.
That others may become holier than I, provided that I should become as holy as I should.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire.
And brothers and sisters, as we seek this true humility, which is demonstrated for us in the great apostles Paul and Barnabas, we will begin to be able to live at peace with those who are around us. Gossips will cease to flow from our lips, and our hearts will truly be united to the most sacred heart of Jesus. As we pray as the psalmist prays, not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.